Denard Robinson, what a day for him yesterday as the Jags finally got that running game going. 22 carries, 127 yards, and a touchdown. You just heard that, and he joins us here in studio. Congratulations on getting the win, man. How do you feel today?
I feel pretty good. I feel great. It's always good to come in after a win.
How's your body feel? 22 carries for you.
It felt pretty good. I feel pretty good, and I'm ready to go back and just get some little treatment and take care of my body.
Ready to get out there again, man. 22 for you, 127 yards. You guys had to have been frustrated the first six games of the year, waiting to get the pieces together. What was the blocking, the execution, whatever it was. Yesterday, did you have a feeling you had a chance to be successful and get that ground game going the way you did?
I think the way we came at it this past week, everybody attacked it in practice, and you could see that we wanted to run the ball and we wanted to be physical this week. And when we came out that first play of the game, you see that the offensive line came off the ball firing, and everybody just came out and tried to show guys that we're gonna run the ball today.
Now, when we talked to you after the game yesterday, you understandably sort of stayed away from this topic a little bit. You don't talk about yourself that much. But you overcame a lot as a rookie. You had to learn how to play this position. How satisfying was it to really show that you could play this position in the NFL? Because you had to have your doubts a little bit somewhere at some point.
I never really had doubts, man, because I think God is always going to, what is for you is for you, mm-hmm. So nobody can ever take that from you. So I always, kept my head high and just kept praying. And I think it felt great because I know I put a lot of work in this offseason, and everybody helped me out, that believed in me. I felt good to show people that, all right, this is mm-hmm. people that believe in me, and I want to show them that, I'm doing it for y'all because y'all believe in me. I'm doing it for everybody else, and, I'm just happy and proud mm-hmm. that I had the chance to do that yesterday. But the offensive line did great, so I can't take the credit for that because the offensive line really, really did great.
The O-line did open some nice holes for you, man, but we remarked all throughout the game, you ran really strong. I mean, you were not going down on first contact. You were breaking arm tackles. You were pushing the pile. You got to take some pride in that. I think people are waiting to see, is this guy really a running back? You know what I mean? In their back of their mind, or is he a guy, when the space is there, he can dart through it. I think you showed people something yesterday with your physical style.
And that's what I did this offseason. I put on weight, to be able to handle stuff like that, to be able to hit that hole and try to push the path forward and do little things like that. And, our coach always tell us, hey, run behind your pads, So that's what we got to do, and I always got to stay low and stuff like that.
Had you been feeling this season so far like this was getting closer? Because the offensive line, it's hard to see it from a public point of view that it's closer when it's not there. But had you guys seen on film, in practice, whatever, that there was something close to this waiting to happen?
Oh, yeah. I think every time we turn on film, we'll see, it's one cut. It's a block. Just one missed block. Because as an office, all 11 got to do their job. And that's what we always had. We had that. Get on the same page, and that's the little things that we've been working on this past week. I think we really got out there and really honed in to try to make that happen.
For you guys, last week you had to drive the length of the field all game long. It was just the situation the way it was, and you put up some yardage, but when you're starting inside your own 20 every time, it's tough to do. Defense was magnificent yesterday. I mean, just talk about how nice it was to get some good field position.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they showed up yesterday. They showed up. They showed up big time. I mean, they stopped they stopped two fourth downs, right? And they stopped and got them field goals. And those are big stops, not letting them score points and then giving us the ball back, a couple three and outs. Those are things that we built off of, and the turnovers, and then all that stuff. You get good field position, you gotta try to use that momentum to go score. And that's what we did. We tried to use that momentum every time we got a chance to.
What was it like, right? I mean, just for you guys, 0-6. You're tired of hearing about that, right? I mean, you get out there, and things are finally starting to go your way, and you reach a point in the game, you're like, we're kind of in control of this football game now. It's in our hands to close this out. The crowd's going nuts. I mean, just what was the day like for you?
It was great. I mean, the crowd was going crazy. When I heard that crowd yesterday, I was like, this is what I'm talking about. Duval is standing up tonight. And it felt good to see the crowd just getting into the game. And it felt good to get a victory at home. That was the best feeling to be at home and have the crowd behind you, and you know, everybody's yelling for you and screaming for you. So it was good to have that.
I know Gus talks about the process all the time and not to revel in your victories, but he said yesterday was probably an exception. You guys probably enjoying this one a little bit extra, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, because it's been so close this whole season. I mean, a lot of games that came down to one player, this player, that player, you know, and for us to have the opportunity to go out there and win, and we beat a good team, and They've been playing good football. They just put it on Pittsburgh just last weekend. So it's like we beat a team that's not bad, you know. So it's good to give it a victory.
I know, Denard, you're a Michigan boy too. You got a team rolling in from the state of Ohio yesterday. You stuck it to them again. Ohio just can't get over on Denard Robinson, my man.
The worst state in America. No, I'm just joking. I mean, but I think it was good to go in and get a win against a team from Ohio, though.
Now you got to stack them up, though, right? I mean, you got to go out there. I mean, obviously, the goal isn't to win one game. So the challenge is to go out there and get that performance or close to it as much as you can and improve on that, right, every week.
Oh, yeah, and I think, you know, after the day, we probably – it's done. The game is over with. We got to move forward. We can't revel in this thing, and we got to keep going because that's this game, and we got to move forward.
One thing that has fascinated me talking to players the last couple of weeks is the way they talk about Blake in the huddle. And I talked to Cecil Shorts after the game yesterday, and he said even after the first couple of picks in the first half yesterday, there was never a sense that he was worried about it, that he was thinking about it. And then he comes back at the end of the half and leads that drive. I assume that's the vibe you get from Blake, too, that this guy can handle pretty much what's thrown at him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's what you need as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And he come in, and he's just like, all right, let's go. I made a mistake. I'm moving forward. Let's move forward, and let's go make plays now. And that's what he do. He does a great job at it. And, I mean, everybody sees it. Anybody that watch football, you see how he just come back at it and is like, okay, whatever. And he get back on it. We had a two-minute drive. He's making throws, not even think about that last – if he threw an interception before. You know, so that's what you see in a great quarterback. So those are the type of things that you see in a great quarterback. I'm not saying he's great yet, but he's going to be there. I swear he's going to be there.
He's got the tools.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about his huddle demeanor. I mean, I heard he sort of comes in and he'll tell a joke. I mean, he seems to have that sense and that ability to do the right thing at the right time in the huddle. If it's a joke, one play, if it's to try to relax guys, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what you need as a quarterback. When he comes in the huddle, he's always relaxed. It's not, all right, guys, let's – no, it's not. It's supposed to be relaxed. And he come in, he demands it. He's the general, the field general. And when you see that out of him, it's like, all right, I can get behind this dude. You know, it's not a problem to get behind somebody that's doing that.
For you guys, man, I mean, incredibly young on the offensive side of the football. You're almost like an old guy, right? With so many rookies running around out there. Do you get the sense? I mean, the hope is obviously that you're all going to get to that point together at the same time. You know, you see those improvements. These young guys are being thrown into the fire, and how are they handling it so far?
They're growing up fast, and that's what's going to happen. You know, went to the NFL, so they're growing up fast, and you can see it. I mean, Wawenko and Lander, they're doing a great job of growing up. And even Luke Joker, you can see that he's like, all right, I'm the left tackle. You know I'm the left tackle. And I'm the center, Bowinkle. You know I'm the center. So you know I'm the center, you know. And he's going to be physical with you. He's going to be physical with other guys. You know, he's going to show that he's not in college anymore. I'm in the NFL too, and I deserve to be here.
I think we know who the running back is now.
Well, one final question on that, because people always wonder, you put on weight, but with your size, can you be a 20-carry guy every game? Is that something you feel like you can do?
I think so. I think so.
22 is a lot. How did you feel late yesterday?
Huh?
How did you feel late yesterday? 22 is a lot for you know somebody who hasn't carried 22 times in a game.
I felt pretty good. I felt pretty
He's
good.
He's young, Johnny. Not like us.
I felt pretty good. I probably when I get older, I probably start feeling those hits. But right now, I feel pretty good. You know,
where do you stack up a couple of seasons of that?
Yeah.
Let's hope though that you do get the opportunity to stack up some seasons like that, man. Great job yesterday.
Thank you.
I know every Jaguar fan out there would love to give you a high five or a hug or whatever right now. So on behalf of all of them, terrific performance yesterday. Congratulations to you and the team. team, most importantly for getting the victory yesterday, and good luck stacking them up in the near future.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it,
man. You got it, buddy. Denard Robinson, folks.
Feeling real good. I don't think I stopped smiling since I got the interception, since I got the sack fumble. So definitely was a big game for me and the team.
Sack fumble, interception, at least a couple tackles for loss on top of that, and what about the one that got away, huh?
That's the one that got away. You know, you always wish you could have them back, but, you know, it happened for a reason. So I'm just happy to get back in that position and was able to capitalize on the second one.
On a play like that, do you take pride in being in the right position? Because you made the play, you stopped the pass, or do you worry more about, man, I could have had the pick. I could have had the six.
Of course, you know, you say good job for, you know, that was a third down play, deflecting the pass and everything like that. But then you say, look what more you could have did for the team, put us in a way better situation. We could have went up by two possessions. So you always say what you could have did more, but, you know, I was happy to be in the position and make that play at the same time.
Defensively, over the last 3 weeks, 32 points allowed. It's pretty good work right there. What's changed? What's gotten better from, say, the first month of the season for you guys?
We've just prepared. We've continued to prepare and just stay, you know, with what we coached to do. And every week we just hone in on the details. So, you know, just putting it together, this is all coming together. And I wouldn't say if you couldn't see much more improvement after this week. You know, we're just going to keep getting better. Not trying to do extra, not trying to be superheroes out there, everybody doing their job, and that's what's going to happen.
Was some of that happening, did you feel, the first month? I mean, when you're not winning, guys saying, you know what, I got to make this play. You know, and maybe you're getting out of position, giving up your gap, whatever the case may be.
Definitely. You know, you want to make that play for the team. And like Coach said, it's not being – selfish. You just trying to say, okay, maybe I could make this play and jump out of my gap real quick. And it happened to me a few times. I'll try and see a running back finna hit a gap, but I got to get over one gap and then they'll bust a big run or something like that. So the discipline that we've been able to just minimize and the mistakes that we've been able to minimize, yeah, they're going to make a few passes, but just stick to it and stick to it. And eventually, you know, we'll come out with victory.
Where did you, coming into this season, week one, where did you need to get better, and have you gotten better in that area in 6 weeks?
Definitely in the run game. Just seeing the run, reacting to it faster, because, you know, I'm in on so many passing situations that sometimes I'm slower to the run because I'm expecting passing, things like that. But just honing in on the run, and I definitely feel like I've gotten better at it, but it's always ways to improve. If it's just pad level, staying lower, or just being more aggressive on the offensive line, getting them off of you and things like that.
On the blitz, you get the fumble, and it was a similar play to what happened last week when you guys didn't recover the fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Paz in the locker room, he said there was no way we weren't getting on the ball
exactly.
In that situation. Had that been talked about a lot during the week, that if that ball's on the ground, get
definitely. It's always an emphasis on getting to the ball, no matter if it's a fumble, if it's an incomplete pass, or whatever the situation may be. If the ball's on the ground, you pick it up. So for us to miss that one last week, and that could have been another situation that helped us out. So, you know, this week, I mean, it was a big emphasis on ripping the ball out and then just picking the ones up that touch the ground. So, you know, like you said, you saw many people chasing the ball. Puz ended up coming another linebacker, you know, one strike for us. But it definitely was, you know, an emphasis on picking up the loose balls.
Now take me through that play. You told me yesterday you really didn't know if it was a fumble or not on the play.
I didn't.
You're hitting the quarterback, and then you're kind of turning around seeing what's going on.
Right. I mean, I was kind of so happy that because before we ran the same play, and I didn't blitz because I was so worried about the back. But then they were saying he wasn't even worried about me, so I said, okay. They said, just blitz. And then when I did blitz, I got to the quarterback just like the coach said I would, once again just following the details and staying on it. And then I got the sack, so I'm just so excited about it. I didn't even look for the ball or anything. I turned around, and I see about four or five guys going after the ball, and I just tried to find somebody to block, but at the same time, lost in the moment. I just had happy to see that we came up with it, though, but definitely a big play all around.
Jaguar linebacker Telvin Smith, I can confirm he has not stopped smiling, at least since he's come in here today. You talk about the run game as a linebacker. Did you take it as a challenge? It's a team that everything they want to do comes off of being able to run the football, and you really didn't let them get started in that department yesterday.
Exactly. You know, with them That's that everybody knows that. They don't try harder to say, oh, we're going to set up the play action. They say, we're going to run the ball, and that's how we're going to set up everything else. That's how they gas you on the play actions and get receivers. They got fast receivers outside, so you everybody biting up on the run, and they blow your top off. So we came in and we stopped the run, and we forced them to pass the ball. And then, you know, our pass defense was great. Our D-line up there, they was humming. So it all around, everybody just worked together in this game, and then we came out with a W.
We talked about it earlier. We think we can sense sometimes what you guys are feeling out there, and it just seemed like there was never a point where you guys got discouraged about anything. I mean, three interceptions resulted in 3 points for Cleveland. That's pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. And that one drive where they scored, they were already in field goal range. You right. backed them up 5 yards. Was this one of those efforts that you said, you know what, no matter what happens, we're going to stay focused, play in, play out? Because, you know, the offense really took a while to get started for you yesterday.
Definitely. Before the game, Big Red Bryan always talks to us and give us that speech. And today he just, I think everybody really felt what he said in the locker room. That's a locker room talk, so I'm not going to go into details. But I think everybody really just felt what he said. And when we stepped on the field, we said no matter what it's going to take. But that's only going to take everybody doing their job. That's only going to take everybody giving all of their effort. You know, when you're on the field, when it's your opportunity, everything you got, just give it up. And special teams, it came. On the defense, it came. And on the offense, it came. It came, you know, later than everybody would have wanted it to, but it came. And you just keep pushing and keep pushing, and you see what happens. So we just stuck together, man. And that's just this team. That's just this team.
And I know that when you talk about building blocks and building continuous success, you want to be the same every week. You want to prepare the same and all that. But even Gus Bradley admitted yesterday, he goes, we're going to revel in this one a little bit, right? I mean, so it had to feel good to get that first one. We talked to Denard and Blake this morning. The atmosphere was fantastic. Mm-hmm. The crowd was really into it. I mean, just getting that first win, what was it like for you?
It was big. And I start off by saying shout out to the fans, because, you know, we were on 6 as a team, and the fans, just they still coming out, they still supporting us, they still going crazy and things like that. So that just give us that energy to let us know the city backing us. You know, people still got that confidence in us to let us know to keep going. So just shout out to y'all, man. Keep coming out and keep supporting us. So we're going to keep getting better every week. But from a team standpoint, I feel like we never drifted. Even when we were down these last few weeks, we said we know it's coming. It's coming. We believe in what coach's philosophy. It's coming. Just keep pushing. It's victory. It's coming. It's coming. So we did it. Y'all did it for us, and we're just going to keep rolling off of this.
All right. There you go.
You did it, Mike.
I did it. You did it, John. Yeah. Pat Tony
did
it. I do
what I can.
We all did our part, man. Not as much the rest of us in this room combined compared to what Telvin Smith did yesterday. Tremendous game for you, man. Mm-hmm. Continued success and progressing, getting better as an individual player, and Definitely. Certainly as the team, to build off what you were able to do yesterday, start getting some more of those W's.
Exactly. Just keep working together. Y'all keep supporting us, and we're going to keep getting better.
All right, congrats, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
There he goes. Telvin Smith here with us on Jaguars today. Blake Bortles joining us now. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
You feeling good, I imagine. Feeling good because, obviously, you got the big W. It was funny. Somebody told me today that when we requested, could we speak to you for a few minutes, you're like, why do they want to talk to me? A lot of guys had great games. It's got to feel pretty good no matter how you played to get a win.
Yeah, it does. You know, it was a collective effort. You know, obviously the defense played really well. You know, putting them in some tough situations, they did a really good job. The offensive line and Denard in the backs did a great job running the ball. So it was cool to see that finally get going, and you know, it was fun to be a part of.
We talked to Denard this morning, and he said, you know, even you throw a couple of picks, you get in that 2-minute drill, you never would have known that you had a couple of mistakes in that game or whatever had happened. When you get in that situation, I mean, you got to be confident that whatever's behind you is just behind you. You got to be able to focus on what you've got in front of you for the next couple minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think mistakes are going to happen. Turnovers are going to happen. It's part of football. You obviously want to try and learn from it and, you know, limit them, but, you know, it's part of it. And I think you got to be able, especially as a quarterback, to, you know, have a short memory and forget about it, because, you know, the team and the offense need you to you know, contribute in whatever way you can to help move the ball.
Gus said in the post game, he talked to you maybe very brief on the sidelines after, I guess, the third interception about sort of your body language, just to sort of make sure, hey, guys are watching you. Is that something that comes easy to you? Just sort of know, or do you have to work on it as a rookie?
Yeah, I think it's something that I've always been conscious of. You know, the fact that people, especially playing quarterback, guys pay attention to your body language and how you act and react to different things. I think especially in a game where I was struggling and not doing a lot well. Obviously, turning the ball over 3 times. So I think guys pay attention to that, and to be able to express body language in a positive manner, in a way that says, you know, I understand I'm making a mistake, but I'm bouncing back. I'm here. I'm going to do everything I can to try and help out. I think guys see that, and it gives off a better vibe rather than sitting there hanging your head and feeling sorry for yourself.
Jaguar quarterback Blake Bortles here with us on 1010XL. Blake, we were just talking about before you came in, explosive plays. How many different guys resulted in having a play of over 20 yards yesterday? You finally have your receivers. I know you don't have Mercedes in there, but your receiver core is as healthy as it's been. How much easier is it to see some more of these explosive plays coming down the line?
That's good. I think to get all those guys healthy and out there running around, I know it makes my job easy to get the ball in their hands and let them do work. Because they all have the ability to make big plays. They're fun to be around, they're fun to watch, they're fun to practice with, and my job is to get them the ball and let them do what they do best.
What has the process been like? You had so many rookie receivers playing with a rookie quarterback, and then a lot of those rookie receivers missing practice time, missing game time. How have you managed to sort of get on the same page with them, and how difficult has that process been?
It's just taking time. It's going to continue to take time. But I think the thing that works in our advantage is the fact that they're all very hardworking, intelligent guys that understand the offense, understand their role and their job, and it makes it easy. We go out there, we have fun, we work hard, and I think it allowed us to get on the same page quick.
What is Cecil being back? Even though, I think he had 3 catches yesterday, but a guy that you sort of know where he's going to be, you can rely on him out there. What does him being back in the mix mean?
It's huge, especially in that room, being the veteran of that room and the leader of that group is unbelievable for that room, for the rookies in there to have him helping out, leading, and he's really doing a great job. He's doing a great job off on the field. He's doing a great job, obviously in that room with those young guys and on the practice field as well.
We could see your frustration. You threw the pick. You're trying to get the ball to Cecil. That the chance to maybe run or pass, that option. Do you even have time to think there? Is that just a purely instinctive thing? What's going through your mind?
Just trying to do too much, I guess. Definitely should have just kept the ball and ran, probably picked up a first down, keep the chains moving. I think just the biggest thing was understanding where we were on the field, the situation of the game. Even if I don't get the first down, we kick a field goal, go up 7, rather than turning the ball over right there. I think it's a huge mistake that I can't make, and definitely have to learn from and not do again.
I know you've been waiting for that first win, and congratulations on getting that to you and your teammates, but the demands now of being a starting quarterback in the NFL, is it what you were prepared for? Has it been more, not as tough as you thought it would be? I'm talking about the outside things pulling at you right now.
I think it's everything, that was kind of, I didn't have a whole lot of expectations coming into it. Didn't know how any of it was going to go. It's all been fun. It's been a great experience. I think what's made it a lot easier and a lot more fun is the guys that I'm able to go through it with, the guys in the locker room, the coaching staff, the management, the atmosphere and environment that they've created here. It has really made it, a great experience, and it's been, a boatload of fun.
We all talk about how young the offense is around you, so many rookies on the line as a receiver. Do you have a sense, being part of it, of being something that has a chance to grow into something special? Is that something that is on your mind at all when you look at your teammates in a meeting, on the field, practice, whatever?
Yeah, I think so. I think the fact that, you see a big amount of young guys that are all going through this together, have all just started doing this, obviously, gives us a lot of room for growth and, hopefully for many years. But I think that, right now all we're focused on is right now. We're focused on, week in and week out, every day, how we can prepare, how we can get better, how we can go compete and be our best.
You're still in that 24-hour window, so you can tell us. So how good did it just feel to get your first win in front of the home crowd yesterday?
It was awesome. The crowd was unbelievable. They were involved the whole game. They were excited. We were feeding off their energy. And it was definitely a special feeling, to get the first win here at home.
There he is, Blake Bortles, Jaguar quarterback. Many more to come, we hope, man, to start stacking them up. But we wish you luck. Again, congratulations getting that first one out of the way, and good luck this week against Miami.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, you got it. Thanks for stopping by. Blake Bortles, your quarterback here of the Jacksonville Jaguars on 1010XL 92.5 FM.